रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 13 टू पंचवटी. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. नेक्स्ट ही सेड टू रामा, माय डार्लिंग बॉय, आई एम डिलाइटेड बियॉन्ड मेजर एट योर सीकिंग मी आउट इन दिस लोनली रिट्रीट. Your long walk has fatigued you much, as I see by your heavy perspiration. Sita, the beloved daughter of Janaka, brought up in luxury and comfort, suffers more than you and would, as I see, gladly seek repose. Poor girl, privation and want are utter strangers to her. Her supreme love to her husband has rendered her unconscious of the troubles and perils of this wild life in the forest. I wonder at her temerity. I'm almost tempted to call it so in following you here. And it is your first duty to see that she knows not danger or grief. It is quite natural for women to minister to the comforts of their husbands in a summer of prosperity and desert him when the chill winters of adversity grip him hard. Fickle and changing ever, it is one thing constant never to lightning flashes. They are crueler and more heartless than weapons. Years of friendship are forgotten in a moment. In rash and inconsiderate action, they are swifter than Garuda or Lord of Air. I am glad to see that Sita is untainted by any of these defects. She deserves the esteem and the approbation of the good and the holy. She towers over the good wives of the world like unto Arundhati, the spouse of Vashishtha. Verily, you three illumine and cheer this humble abode of mine with your presence. Thereat, Raghava clasped his hands in humble reverence and said, Holy One, blessed am I above compare in that I have found favor in your eyes. Verily, we have labored hard in the past to lay up no ordinary merit. If our slight virtues should go to please you, who gratify to the utmost the wishes of those that seek your presence, I pray you direct us to a spot where we could reside in peace and retirement. Better if it is hid in the midst of groves and watercourses. Agastya ran his eye over the future and all it held, and selecting a likely spot, replied, Rama, 2 yojanas from here is a place named Panchavati. Fruits and roots are abundant there. Beasts and birds of various kind roam fearlessly. Set up your dwelling there and pass your days in quiet repose. You are almost through the period of exile laid upon you by King Dasharatha, and ere long you will be back in Ayodhya with long years of usefulness and joy before you. King Yayati of old was raised to the high worlds through the merits of his firstborn. Even so, Dasharatha, your father, is now among the blessed thanks to you. My friendship with him and my yogic powers have acquainted me with everything that has befallen you till now. I guess your purpose when you replied to me, direct us to a likely spot, even though I had invited you to dwell with me here. So, repair to Panchavati. It is a lovely place on the banks of Godavari and within easy approach of my ashrama. In every way, you cannot pitch upon a more suitable abode. Besides, I am sure Sita will like it very much. It is as quiet and secluded as you and your wife could desire. See you yon grove of Madhuka trees? Take the path that leads north from it till you come across a large banyan tree. Cross the high ground next to it and you will come in sight of a mountain. Next to it is Panchavati. You can recognize it by its groves with their graceful crown of flowers. They took leave of the sage with due reverence and journeyed on to Panchavati, armed with bows and quivers along the route marked for them by Agastya. Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunapye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.